From London, BBC Caribbean Report. In this special edition, we focus on the high level of violent crime in CARICOM's most popular state, Jamaica. I'm Hugh Crosskill, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. And now this one off a gun, and that one off a gun.
There are a lot of people being killed by violence, whether it's violence on the road or violence by the gun or the knife or whatever. There are too many people being killed in Jamaica.
The music of the late Peter Tosh, himself a victim of a gunman's bullet, and a cry of desperation from Jamaica's police commissioner, Herman Ricketts. At last count, 350 people had been murdered in the country since the start of the year, not to mention the over 260 killed in road accidents. Since the mid-1960s, Jamaica has become an increasingly violent society. It reached a high point in the 1980 election campaign when over 800 people were cut down in the intense battle for political power. After a period of relative calm, the situation heated up again last month with open gang warfare in 8 clearly defined areas of capital city Kingston. Police Commissioner Ricketts says this time, however, the wave of violence appeared unconnected to political tribalism.
We have sat down and we have analyzed it, and we found and we were quite satisfied that it was not politically motivated.